SwingerCast is intended for mature audiences. If you're under 18, this show's not only not for you, but you're not even going to be able to get into the places we're talking about. For the rest of you, sit back and enjoy. And remember, this is just from our own personal experiences, and it should not be misconstrued as professional advice. And please, don't use this show to try to convince your partner to do something they're not comfortable doing.
SwingerCast.
SwingerCast is about our
hot
times that we have and our
hot
love that we have. Some people claim that we say
hot
too much, but we don't care because we love our
hot
times.
It looked like a planetarium of heavenly bodies, and it was really, really cool.
Episode 15. Hi, I'm Allie.
And I'm John.
And you're listening to SwingerCast.
And in this 15th episode, you're going to hear our continuation of our travels and adventures and sexy experiences at the Lifestyle Convention in Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
So we were standing at our booth, and what were you doing, baby?
I was talking to a seminar leader about threesomes.
And more on that later. So, yeah, and I was standing there, and these two sexy couples from Seattle come sauntering up to our booth, and they were very pleasant enough to let me point a microphone in their face and ask them a few questions.
And I think John did a great job with his interview.
Oh, thank you, baby. Well, it did lead to good things later.
Oh, yes, it did. And we will share that on the next segment
of this 15th episode of SwingerCast. So have a listen.
Enjoy.
I'm standing here in the convention floor talking with two very sexy couples, and I'm going to go around here, and they're going to give us either their name or their fake name. You be the judge.
I'm James.
Julia.
Caroline.
Paul. And I'm John, your host. And we're talking about using fake names versus real names. So I guess I'll start with Paul. Paul, is this really your real name?
This is my real name. It'll be too confusing if I used a different name.
What do you guys think about using, like, you know, fake names in the lifestyle? Do it or not?
I think whatever the people are comfortable with, but I've got to know people from Desire and Our Club and other places, and so when they meet me as Julia, they know they can tell others, somebody else, oh, I met Julia, and so I'm making a name for myself.
Smart girl. Caroline?
We only use fake names for internet radio shows. Otherwise, we use our real name.
That's a good answer. And Dean.
Or James, or whatever name I'm using. I'm with Caroline, and I tend to agree with her. We started out doing the fake thing, and then it kind of came unwound when we'd have a couple drinks and couldn't remember what names we were using that night, or even worse, we were sitting at a table, and different couples were calling us by different names, which created a lot of confusion. So I think we've gotten over that now after about a year.
Well, I remember when we first started playing about, I don't know, a year ago, we were terrified, and we were terrified we'd be outed or that, you know, somebody would find out what we were doing. And then we found out people in the lifestyle are totally open and very respectful. And after about, I don't know, 6 months, we felt totally comfortable introducing who we were and where we lived and what we did to everybody that we met, pretty much.
That's cool. You know what, guys? A lot of people write to us and they ask, like, people that are just starting out, and some people that have been in the lifestyle for a while, and they're asking, and so I'm asking, kind of asking this question, putting you on the spot, because I've been asking other people at the convention. When you see a couple that you're attracted to, how do you approach them?
Oh, that's easy. I tell Caroline to go fetch. Let the girl do the work. I'm just an accessory.
Well, how about you girls? Is that true? You guys, I mean, do you go up to other couples, other girls, and just flirt? Or do you prefer when you're approached?
I'm a flirter, and I love to be flirted with. And I don't think guys come up to me very much. I think it's because I put off girl energy first. And because I like looking at girls who are sexy. I like their guys, too. But it's kind of weird when a guy comes up to you. And for me, I don't know.
I've pretty much found that it's really the women that call the shots, where she can say it's on or it's not on. So I think I would probably flirt with them both, but I would be much more apt to sort of court her, I think. And I think just like if you were going to meet even a single person as a single person, you just check for chemistry and kind of da-da-da. And pretty soon you'll be able to figure out where you are. And then I think you have to go to, like, stage B, which we're sort of new at, which is now how do you get from, okay, like, I think you're cute and you think I'm cute. How do we get from here to that mattress over there? And that's a whole nother thing.
Well, do you usually start it up, or is it usually just happens, or?
No, usually somebody, like last night, somebody sort of had to make it happen. Where we're all standing there, it's all like, yeah, it's on. And so they were cute. And this has happened to us before, where they kind of made the first move, and this man had said, okay, well, I think you and Julia need to have the talk. And that's when I was like, oh, wait, it's really on. And so at least for right now, we sort of need a little coaxing. But I think being up front and saying, so what do you guys do? Or here's what we do, and see what they say. You know, because everybody has their comfort levels, and some people do girls, not girls. Do you do like this or you do like that? And unfortunately, we don't have name badges.
Yes. I like girls, something like that.
Color-coded T-shirts that, you know, soft swap only, or no penetration, double penetration.
You have to have that conversation. And I always start off with a caress, or sometimes I'll kiss the girl to see if she responds. And if that starts, then you know that something's going to happen. But then after the point of maybe caressing their hip or their back or something, and then things get going, and you start to heat up and rub up against each other or whatever, you still have to have that conversation, you know, are you soft swap? Are you full swap? Do you like girls? And the most disappointing thing is when you've been playing with somebody for a half an hour that way, and then the girl's like, well, I don't like girls. And you're like, okay, what are we going to do?
This is all enlightening, because what generally happens is she will go to the bathroom with the other girl and then come back and the talk will have already happened. All the information's been conveyed and I'm just going along for the ride at that point. It's like, here's the deal, all right? She comes back and she goes, okay, here's the deal. They're into us. Bum, 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 bum. They'll do this. They won't do that. Boom, 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 boom.
Swap, but they're full swap for people they like.
Oh, yeah, we've heard that one. You can always tell when people will tell, you know, you meet them early on, oh, we're soft swap. And then later they'll say, but if we really trust someone.
I heard a really good piece of advice last night. We met this couple, and everybody told us they were soft swap, and that they were sexy, and we were dancing, and they were fun. And we were getting hot, and we went into the bathroom, and she told me that on all their advertising and their websites and all that, they always put soft swap, even though they're full swap, because it kind of takes out all the people that are just looking for sex, and they feel like they get more high-quality people to play with. We were just excited to find out that they were going to play with us. So,
gosh, we'd written you off for the night, but hello.
Truth in advertising, people. Truth in advertising. This is Allie.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Oh, she has a wireless on, but I don't have you turned on, baby. We've just been talking. We're just talking round table.
All right.
I gotta plug you in. I gotta turn you on. Hold on, I'm gonna pause a second. Okay, say that again.
So all this time we've been listening to Allie and John on the way to our club every Saturday. So I obviously have a very odd associations with their voices. And we've always wondered what they look like. So now I'll tell you, I thought Allie was going to have like ringlets of brown hair cascading down her back and very sexy and voluptuous. And she's sexy and voluptuous, but she has blonde hair and incredible blue eyes and a tiny, sexy waist and beautiful breasts. So it's like way better than I expected.
Sweet, baby. That's nice.
John, you're handsome too.
You had me at Allie. So what are you guys planning it's Friday, you still have a Friday evening ahead. I know Julia, you guys are, tell us what you're doing tonight.
We are having a private party with an old friend, and so it's we're gonna have swinging on a small private scale, but we'll be back tomorrow for the big Desire pool party, 12:30. And all day tomorrow we'll be here, convention, playing, and pirate night.
And is this a girlfriend of yours?
This is an ex-girlfriend, good friend, booty call, hot chick, gorgeous. If she could be here right now, she'd be here right now. So, Paul had a little trial, and now he will have more. And
he passed the test. He's been certified. He's okay now.
I wish you guys could see this. Paul has the hugest smile on his face right now. I've never seen such a big smile. Lucky bastard. What do you guys have planned for tonight?
Well, Caroline and I are going to have a little cocktail party pre-function, I think, tonight. And then it's, what do we got, neon night tonight, huh?
We get the Lady Squirt Workshop.
Oh,
we listened all to your squirting CD twice. We tried the praying technique, that B and, was that?
Danny and B.
Yeah, it hasn't worked for me yet, but we like trying.
Caroline was asking me, she says after we've had a great time, we got in here Wednesday, and she goes, are we ever going to be able to take a normal vacation again? And I'm like, no. Maybe with the kids, but never by ourselves again, because, I mean, it's just such a fun group. And, I mean, it's just hot. I mean, God, have you been at the pool yet?
Yeah.
The people watching is phenomenal. You don't have to do anything but just drink and watch the show. It's incredible.
Well, I found the people in the lifestyle, whatever they do, the people are different. And so we went to Desire on a really, really tame week, but it was just sexy. Everybody's just sexy, and taking your clothes off and walking around naked somehow makes you nice. It doesn't mean we're going to have sex later, but they're just nicer, more relaxed, more accepting. You're bonding, having these great... Yeah, everybody's fun, and...
Conversations are more real. I mean,
right.
The people are more real, and, I mean, we find ourselves spending a lot more time with our horizontal friends than our vertical, and that's whether or not we're playing or not. We just, I mean, if we're going to go out and hang out and just have a couple drinks and watch a game somewhere, we'd rather do it with the people that are more fun, and they are. Well,
the conversation's more open and honest. You know, there's no barriers, no social barriers in front of you. You just talk about anything.
Well, it's amazing how much superficial conversation and relationship exists in everyday life, and you don't find that here. I mean, there's obviously human shallowness everywhere, but the friends we've met here, I mean, you talk about everything. You don't hide anything because you can't really. Right. You got to have it all out there.
We go to great parties, and if it's in the vertical world, we're at this great party on the lake a couple nights ago before we came here, and we sat there. They had a band, full spread. I mean, this was there were 100, 200 people there, and Caroline looks at me, and she goes, nobody's going to get naked here tonight, are they? I'm like, no, sweetie, they're not. And she goes, well, what time are we out of here? And I mean, it was just such a, it's like, this venue is being wasted. We know 100 people that could really turn this joint into a party.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
This lifestyle is so much based on respect and no means no. And it's very women driven. And so anytime you see somebody kind of falling outside of those boundaries, then, either obviously they're not respectful or they haven't been educated. As a woman in the lifestyle, I won't tolerate that for a second because I'm very concerned about safety and security and respect. And if I don't feel all those things, I'm not going to play. I'll walk away in a second. It's ironic that people that are judgmental are the people that have had affairs or have been dishonest in other areas of their life. And, I've told somebody close to me, and she said, I don't want to hear. And we often laugh about it because, we look at her and think, God, she had an affair, she did this, she did that. And then this is too much information for her, us being totally honest and open about our sexuality and who we are.
I'd like to just tell all my friends so I could get high fives, but professionally, it probably wouldn't be a good idea, but believe me, I would love, there's a lot of people I'd like to tell, hey, guess what I did last night?
This is the same with our podcast, too. I mean, some of our friends will say, well, how do you know so much about podcasting? Well, I have a podcast, and I can't even go there, yeah. And James is absolutely right. We wish we could give lots of high fives to all of our friends.
I love that.
But we can't, so that's why we share this podcast with all you guys.
Yeah, and later that night, we had a very hot experience with James and Caroline.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't we, baby?
Oh, yeah. They're super hot.
As we normally do, we go back to our room and record our experience, and we did that.
At about 4:30 in the morning at the Stardust Hotel, dead tired, but we still recorded our version. And then the next day, after talking to Caroline and James, what happened?
Well, they said that they agreed they wanted to record their take on our evening, on our naughty neon night. So we sent them a pocket recorder.
Our old faithful trusty pocket recorder.
And a few days later, they emailed us and told us they were going to have a bottle of wine and looked forward to reliving and filling up the recorder with their experiences.
And so we got the recorder back and... wow.
Yeah.
I think they're going to give us a run for our money, baby.
Yeah. Oh, I think we should retire and turn the podcast over to them.
You really?
Yeah.
Okay. Done. So when we got the recorder back from them, we were super excited.
Oh, yes. And it was hot reliving our experiences with them.
Listening to it on with headphones, walking around with a big smile on our face.
Oh, yeah.
So what you're about to hear is kind of a he said, she said, he said, she said. We'll cut back and forth between our version of the evening's activities with Caroline and James's thoughts about what happened that night. So hope you enjoy.
Oh, we sure did.
So without further ado, here is Caroline and James.
Hi, this is James.
And Caroline.
And... we met John and Allie at the Lifestyles Convention in Las Vegas and had an experience with them, and I think in a new feature, I don't know what they're going to call it.
SwingerCast 360.
We'll be sharing with you some of our experiences and some thoughts from meeting John and Allie, and I think they're going to combine it with theirs, and hopefully it'll be entertaining, and we'll find out who's telling the truth, or if at least our stories match. I think it all kind of started with us listening to their podcast, and we're kind of excited that when we heard that they were going to Vegas, huh?
Yeah. Well, we discovered them on our home club website because they reviewed our club. And
right.
So we're new to the lifestyle, and we heard their first podcast on our club in Washington, and it was so cool because it was all kind of what we had experienced and thought about.
Right. When we found out they were going to Vegas, we said, oh, we got to look them up. And we'd been listening, obviously, to their podcasts, and so we obviously had some impressions on what they were going to look like and all that other stuff. So it was kind of like, I don't know, meeting a DJ you've been listening to for a while on the drive into work or something.
Well, it's kind of like meeting celebrities.
We got there, and then... I think we didn't even try looking them up until like the second day we were there. We went through the whole spiel, and then we saw their booth.
Well, can I just say something? We listen to a podcast every Saturday on our way to the club.
Kind of gets us in the mood.
Yeah, so we have very positive associations with the sounds of their voices.
That's true. That's true.
So we were a little extra excited to meet them in person.
So what'd you think when you first met them? What'd you think of John?
Well, I was surprised that I didn't recognize them. And I didn't recognize them because I had a picture in my mind of what they looked like. And I just thought they were both really young and dark hair. And it turns out that they're our age and totally different than what I expected, but... still good-looking people. Allie's yummy.
Yeah, she's hot.
Yeah.
She did, but I was expecting dark hair, too. I don't know why.
Too.
I don't know why. Did they tell us they had dark hair? I'm sure they...
No, we always just assumed that.
I don't know why, too, but okay. So we met them, and they did a little tape of us while we were just kind of chatting. And they
with
were
some other people.
With some other people, right.
And John was so welcoming, and he asked the best questions. He makes you think about stuff you didn't think about before.
Yeah, and he was really open, too, to talking about his own deal. It wasn't like he was just, you know, there to mine us. We could ask back at him, and he would give back, too. So he was very open with us, I thought, because, I mean, we feel like we know him, but he doesn't know us, so.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
And then we met, right? We had a long conversation with John and some other people that were standing around the booth. And Allie was busy, but I could see her, and she finally approached us, and she's this tiny, petite, very pretty woman. If you can't tell, I like girls a lot.
She's sexy. She's hot.
And Allie is blushing.
Yeah, I guess I am.
God, they were hot.
They were. And not only hot, they were intelligent and fun, and we really gelled with them. It is so incredible to meet people that you... It's not all about sex, is it, John? It makes it extra special when you can meet a couple that you relate to and have a lot in common with, and...
It's just a plane trip away, baby.
Yeah. Just a plane trip away. So just to remind you, this next little clip is us at around 4:30 in the morning reliving our hot, sexy experiences with James and Caroline. And the rest of this segment is going to go back and forth between the two of us.
Between the four of us.
Oh, yeah. This was another first for us because we met some of our listeners. They emailed us. They listened to our podcast. And
oh, my God.
We met them.
The coolest
for the first
people
time.
In the world.
Yeah, they were.
You people that listen to this show are cool.
Yeah. I know. You guys are great. They emailed us and told us they were going to be here. So they came and met us at our booth. They had told us they were going to be down. They like to dance. So they were going to be sitting next to the dance floor and the table next to the dance floor. We mm-hmm. went specifically to dance with them because we knew they were going to be at the table dancing. And it was Naughty Neon night tonight. So everyone was in their Naughty Neon outfits. And we went there and they were on the dance floor. We saw them right away. And
like right away?
Right.
The first people we ran into was them. Whoa, happy to see
you. Yeah, because we actually put their cell phone number in our... We were going to call if they weren't there, but they were there.
And there were hundreds. That was like a weird twist of fate because there was like hundreds and hundreds of people there. And literally, we just walked them to the dance floor and pow, there they were.
There they were, yeah. So we danced... And we kind of got a little hot on the dance floor. We did a little grinding.
And we were totally excited when they came over. Because not that we ever expected to play with them, but gosh, it was kind of intriguing once we met them to...
What was the theme for that night?
Neon. So, neon night.
So what were you wearing?
I was wearing orange lingerie, accented by the neon glow sticks shoved down my underpants.
Yes. That was my idea, by the way. And she looked good in orange glow sticks.
And what was cool was when they came over to our table, and then somehow we all ended up dancing eventually. And if you're like us and you've listened to all the podcast, you know a lot more about them than they do about us, obviously. And I knew they loved to dance, and they are great dancers, very sensuous and hot.
Move very well.
Yes.
So after dancing, we decided we were going to check out the pool party, because that was the night that the pool party
right.
was going to go down.
And plus, I didn't ever expect anything to happen. I just thought they were really cool people.
They were fun to talk to. They were really fun to talk to.
And when we started dancing, and Allie started rubbing up really close to my body, and we started kind of grinding to the music, and then you were behind me,
yeah.
and John was behind Allie, and we were all kind of just moving as one unit, and it was very intense. And
it was hot. We were the only people in the room, as far as I could tell.
Yeah, out of 3,000 people. That's all I remember. And then I started to get intrigued, and I thought, oh, gosh, I wonder.
So we were flirting and having a good time on the dance floor, and then somebody said, hey, let's go to the pool party because Freedom Acres was going to have a pool party
at midnight. Yeah. So after the dance floor, we went up to our room and got our bathing suits on, and we went out to the pool party. And we danced. We danced some more out at the pool. We had a good time. Freedom Makers people
know how to throw a pool party.
Yeah.
They had some really good music going on.
Yeah, it was better than the nightclub for sure.
Yeah, they had some great songs, so we were dancing.
So then you guys went and got some, well, what was it, a coccicle?
Mm-hmm. Well, we were dancing, and it was getting all sweaty again, and Allie is just something else to dance to, the way she just, like, moves her body. And we were all for having fun dancing, and the music was great, and we were just... Every part of our body was sweaty, but not in a bad way, just kind of like you're out in the heat.
Yeah.
And then they made the call for coccicles, and we went over and got some of those, and they tasted so good.
Yeah, we could tell that Allie and Caroline, John and I were watching them with their coccicles, and... You know, no straight guy in his right mind was going to take a lick off of that, but Allie and Caroline were very good about, how shall we say, draining fluid from the coccicle and sharing it with us mouth to mouth. So that's how John and I cooled off.
I tried to be generous in my sharing, so
yes.
Did Allie.
Yeah. It was a bit disconcerting to see you use your teeth on that. No, I'm just kidding.
She took a big bite off of it and then just planted a big kiss on me and transferred some of the
coccicle.
Icy
the blue raspberry coccicle.
Yeah. Gave me a drink. That was a little initiation. That was fun.
Yeah, yeah. So we danced and we had a good time out by the pool, and there were so many people. It was a fun party. Freedom Acres knows how to throw a party. They were good.
Yeah.
It was the second best party.
Second best at the whole
lifestyle.
Yeah.
The very best party was the New Horizons NH Presidential Suite Party. That was what I've heard is the best party ever.
Yeah, but that wasn't a bad second.
No, it was a great second.
We had a lot in common with them, and we were getting along great with them. And they said, "Do y'all want to come up to our room for drinks?"
Mm-hmm.
We said, "Yeah, sure."
There's nothing better than not only being sexually attracted to a couple, but intellectually attracted. And
that was what was was kind of a surprise. I mean, because we got into each other's personal lives, and we got, you know, we talked a lot about stuff in the lifestyle, but a lot of stuff outside the lifestyle too. And I think that was, you know, I feel like we only spent a night with them, but it was like, I feel like I probably know them better than maybe a lot of people who've known them for a lot longer might.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we were able to. And that's one thing, I mean, side note, that's another good thing about the lifestyle, is you just get to know people on a more real level, and,
yeah.
And there's not a lot of crap that goes with it.
Yeah.
So, back
to the story.
Sorry.
So we decided,
the good stuff.
We decided
the good stuff.
To go upstairs and have drinks. So
we invited them up for a drink. That was, to all you rookies out there, that was our line. You guys want to come up for a cocktail? Because our drinks had run out by
then. We would have been cool with just cocktails, too. I mean, we're just having fun.
And I think the key moment was we still had a whole bunch of glow sticks. I was carrying a whole bunch in my pocket that we'd been waving around and wearing on various body parts and clothing items and whatnot. And sticking in various places. And as we were walking from the pool back to the hotel entrance, I was about to give them away to people that were heading back out to the pool party. And I think it was John or was it Allie?
Allie
said, "No, save those." I'm like, "Save them for what? They're, you know, they're good for 4 hours and they're running out." And she goes, "Just save them." And so that's when we headed up.
Allie says, "Hey, you know what? If you take the top off of these glow sticks and just like throw out all of the liquid, it'll go off all of our bodies and it'll all, you know, onto the wall and the floor."
Yeah, that
we
was.
We turn off the lights and it'll look super erotic.
That's the way we got our clothes off. So we were like, "Okay, let's take all our clothes off and try it." They were all up for it. They were like a lot of fun. So we took off all our clothes and he like corkscrewed the glow sticks so they would open up.
Yeah,
and we were like,
no pocket knife or anything. He was cool.
We were squirting we were all standing there naked and squirting all the glow stick glow all over us. and with the lights on.
That got the ball rolling really quick.
Yeah. I can't remember, but I thought it was John's idea that we should get naked if we're going to do that.
She wanted to splash you, and she goes, well, I don't want to, you said you didn't want to get any on your clothes, so I'll only do this if we get naked.
Yeah.
You were working it, baby. You made that happen.
No, I'm a Virgo. I'm totally stressed out about stains.
So you made that happen, and then the next thing I know, you guys are both totally buck naked, splashing each other with glow sticks.
And it was so much fun sprinkling that stuff out of those plastic canisters onto each other's bodies.
I gotta tell you, John and I are like running for the lights, running for cameras, and you guys are going at it. And I gotta tell you, there was speckled dots all over the floor, the bed, the walls, and Caroline and Allie, and it was just like heavenly bodies. It looked like a planetarium of heavenly bodies, and it was really, really cool.
It was. It was fun, and it was sexy, and
it just looks really cool. It looks really cool. And we turned the lights off.
It looked like just like a big neon splatter paint all over our bodies.
Yeah, and it was all, and we turned the lights off, and it was all over the ground.
It looked like a planetarium. We were glowing in the dark.
Yeah, it was very hot. It was very hot and erotic.
And she kind of was putting some on your tits, and she's like, oh, I'm coming on your tits. Like splattering it all over you.
And we kept trying to take pictures, but you just couldn't capture like the contours of
the
girls' bodies with all the...
It's like, hey, that's how they made that one porn scene in that movie. It was hot.
It was fun.
And then you guys were rubbing it all over.
Yeah,
and
then we were all
creating interesting smear patterns with the orange, and we had orange and white.
And then we were all starting to get a little bit hotter towards each other, and it looked like things were going to heat up even more. I was kind of worried about that because I didn't want to get this unknown chemical substance in any sensitive places. So we decided to all take a shower.
Actually, Caroline made that happen too. Another solid call on her part. We had a suite, and so we had a big shower.
It was a four-person shower.
It was that night.
And so we all went in the shower and started washing each other off.
That's a good icebreaker, by the way.
Yeah,
the group
definitely.
Shower. The group shower. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If you need a segue from hanging out and talking to playing, try a group shower.
That always works.
So we're in the shower, and I had like this moment of standing in the shower with all three of you where it felt so intimate and relaxed and casual. It was the best feeling. It wasn't sexual. It was just a good life feeling.
It was a good positive vibe in the room, definitely.
Yeah.
We massaged each other, all of us. We were all just bathing each other in the shower. That was very hot and erotic. And then we
Toweled off and
went
climbed onto the bed.
Straight to the bed, yeah.
Then we had all these sexy, clean, naked bodies around. And I think
and it still looked like a planetarium.
Yeah,
inside
it cool. We turned off the lights and just kind of perched on the edge of the bed and looked at it. And
you and Allie were making out.
Yeah, and then I've been wanting to kiss her forever. And we had the started making out and kisses, and she's a really, really, really good kisser. And actually, so is John. They both have game.
So then I think the next thing, John was going down on you, and I was going down on her.
Yeah, and we were...
And you guys were still making out.
Yeah, we were laying on the bed, and you guys were more towards the end of the bed.
Right.
And it was so hot and sexy because I was totally attracted to her. And she was just kissing me and touching me, my breath and my body. And it's not, there's not very many guys that give really like oral sex like you do. And
but John had some game there, huh?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. And I think I actually even had a pretty nice orgasm.
Oh, that was hot, because you guys were making out, and John, you can edit this out later, but God, Allie smelled so good. It was a total turn-on.
We both remarked on that. Definitely just sweet, fragrant, nice.
Turned us on, and so I was going down on Allie, and she was really getting into it, too.
Caroline and I were lying next to each other, and we were kissing each other while you guys were going down on us.
Right.
And he was very good.
Really?
I mean, he was turning me on, and I almost thought I was going to squirt, but part of me was kind of holding back a bit because I wanted you to be the first one to make me squirt.
Oh, you should have just done it.
I know, but I was really turned on.
Really?
Huh?
Oh, it wouldn't hurt my feelings if... Don't hold back, baby.
I wasn't trying to hold back. I mean, that thought did come in my mind. But, yeah, he was very good, very good. And then she was sucking your dick. You were kind of on top of her with your dick in her mouth. And then he and I both went down on her.
Right.
And I said, show me how she likes it. And he was talking and telling me what she liked, and she likes her finger in there, and he stuck his finger, and then I was licking her clit while he was fingering her, and we were doing it together, and John's getting a hard on again while I'm talking about it. And she was sucking your dick at the same time.
Yeah, and she was really sucking my dick.
And
like mad.
And,
madly good. Deep throating me.
Yeah, that was very, very, very good.
And then we got into a position where you were sucking his dick, and she was going down on you.
Oh, yeah.
And then I got behind her.
Oh, because he said, oh, you got to taste this pussy. You got to taste this pussy. And, and then while I was sucking his dick, because he said that to her. And so she started licking my pussy.
Right.
And, oh, wow. She was really... what were you doing when she was going down on me?
I was fingering her from behind. And
okay.
Then, and then I was helping her eat her pussy too.
Yeah, okay. Because I was sucking his dick, so I couldn't really see, but I was feeling it.
John got behind Allie, and they were going at it. Yeah.
And
they were
was underneath Allie's cunny.
Well, I told you to get under there, yeah. So you
and then I was trying to lick John's balls. And
so those two were fucking.
Yeah.
And you got underneath there and was licking them both at the same time.
Right.
Which was totally odd.
And I think Allie was licking me.
Well, at one point then, Allie looked up at me and said, give me your dick.
What a turnoff.
God, so we were all just fully engaged. God, that was hot. That was totally hot. Because Allie had been worked up pretty well by you making out with her and me going down on her. And, it was just a hot scene. I think John commented that that was like his favorite position.
And then you were fucking me, and she was sucking your balls, and I was sucking his dick and fingering her, and you were pounding me pretty hard from behind. I mean, and as you were pounding me, that was forcing my head to like.
Get me turned.
No, but that was forcing my mouth to really deep throat him, you know, with your thrust. And that's just a great position for a foursome type deal.
After I came, we took care of her. All of us. We put all of our attention on her because she had been the one on the bottom.
Right. And the one...
That was giving us all pleasure.
Right. So we
took care of her.
Yeah.
I was
sucking her tit, and I told you to come over and suck the other one.
Mm-hmm.
And her nipples were like gumdrops. They were so sexy. Sexy nipples. And he was fucking her. And there was a lot of talking going on too,
mm-hmm.
you know. about what was happening, you know, as we were doing it.
You like
it was
that? Just,
and she was really, really, she was enjoying it and turned on. We were rubbing her and caressing her and sucking her nipples, and he was pounding her, mm-hmm. really, and she was having multiple orgasms. She was mm-hmm. really, really loving it, and she was saying it, you know, being vocal about it. She was very hot, and I know you guys say that too much, but she was very hot.
Very hot.
And so was he. And they were just a very sensual, erotic couple.
Well, after everybody we kind of all wound down.
Was that my first time where I had been underneath a man and a woman like that? Because I kind of felt like it was a unique position to be in. And it turned me on, but I felt like I couldn't get everywhere I needed to be.
Yeah, there was a lot going on, a lot of moving parts.
Yeah.
It was hot. I wish we'd had pictures of that. That's where we wish we'd had
everybody.
God, I wish we'd had five people, just one guy with a camera. It was hot.
The fantasy life of a lifestyle guy.
So we hung out with them, and we were just chatting, I remember, afterwards. And we were, you know, everybody was just kind of caressing and was very comfortable, and I think we were going to start round two, and you were just dead tired at that point. You were dog tired.
That
you'd had a long day
after being up and playing.
Well, we'd had a full day.
Yeah.
We'd had a full day. and that was really cool. And then we saw them, I mean, they left, and we were kind of like, you know, we've just been with icons in the swinger community.
I remember waking up the next morning because I was so tired. I fell asleep right after they left.
Yeah.
And feeling regret that I had been so tired. Because they are the kind of yummy where you want more of
them. Oh, they're rock stars. They're total rock stars.
Yeah.
They were hot. And they were fun. And we had a great time. And it was a great vibe. And who knows, when John gets done editing this, maybe it'll even sound entertaining, but it was hot for us, and I'm kind of getting hot just reliving it right now here with you, baby.
You want to play?
Well, and on that note, I guess we'll just sign off, huh? We saw them the next day at the NH party, and they were fun to hang out with. I hope they come up to Seattle again.
Me too. You have an open invitation to stay with us.
We would totally hang out with them again, wouldn't we?
Absolutely. They're good people.
Good people.
Good times.
Good people.
Oh, yeah. And John and I had sex after we recorded our audio, and we've been having sex a lot listening to the audio.
Yeah.
It's just so wonderful when you meet a couple that you can relate to on so many different levels, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
We really enjoyed this episode, and we hope you enjoy it.
It's been something that we wanted to do for a long time, actually, have a couple record. So big special thanks to Caroline and James for doing that.
And thank you, Julia and Paul, as well. Another hot, sexy, intelligent, fun couple from Seattle.
And so we'll be bringing you guys some more of the stuff that we did at the Lifestyles Convention. And we hope you're enjoying it. Let us know what you think about the show. Email us at john@swingercast.com or ally@swingercast.com. Of course, you can also go onto the website, swingercast.com, and there's a gazillion ways to support the show, and we really appreciate the time that you take to do that. It turns us on.
It does.
We especially like the hot, sexy pictures you guys are putting on our Frapper map, so thank you very much for that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, baby, I think this is the end of episode 15 and time to get started on episode 16.
Yeah, which will be more from the convention. But, you know, I just don't know what they're putting in the water in Seattle.
Yeah.
But I swear these people that we're meeting from Seattle are just the coolest.
Attractive. Fit. Fun.
Intelligent.
Cool.
Cool.
Hot.
Seattle rocks.
Seattle does rock. And we'll have to get back up there again soon.
Oh, yes. Definitely.
So until then, everybody, good night.
Good night.
Que le vaya bien.
Mwah. That made me hot.